This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine, the monthly journal of risk management and accident prevention.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Jeff Skiles. He recently started a new job as Vice President of Chapters and Youth Education for EAA. Jeff, thanks for talking with us today. To start out, could you give us an update on the new Eagle Flights program?
Okay, well, the Eagle Flight program is essentially, it's designed as an adult version of, our 20-year EAA Young Eagles program that we've had here. You know, we've flown more than 1.6 million young people in the course of those 20 years. 2012 will be our 20th year. And ever since, the start of Young Eagles, we've had adults who've asked, how they could have a similar program for grown-ups. And it's not going to be exactly like Young Eagles. But it will include some of the same elements because obviously, we have different markets here that we're talking about. The major difference that we're going to do with Eagle Flight is to create a full mentoring program where we're going to have a call center essentially here at EAA headquarters where you can call in and get advice, get guidance, get direction to where you might get flight training, for instance, in your area. So that we can provide that kind of help to get them from that first flight, to complete pilot certification. We're still kind of working that out, and we're formulating the details of the program, which we're going to launch later this year. But, we want to make sure that we get that after-flight experience well-designed and in place before we actually accomplish the first Eagle flight, because we want to do it right for the people who receive flights and also for the EAA pilots who provide them, because obviously this is done by our own membership completely under their own devices. They pay for their gas, they provide their own aircraft, they provide their time to do it. So we want to make sure that we can provide the support on our end to really make the program effective.
Okay, and how will people actually get introduced to the program? Does it work kind of the same way as Young Eagles does?
Yeah, in that, it really depends on the individual chapter. The Young Eagle flight, while it has kind of evolved into sort of Young Eagle rallies being conducted by chapters, it was originally envisioned as a one-on-one experience. And I would imagine probably the Eagle flight will be more one-on-one to start with. Maybe you taking your neighbor up or a friend, introducing them to aviation. But there's certainly nothing that precludes a chapter from having Eagle Flight rallies or perhaps even joint Young Eagle and Eagle Flight rallies. Obviously, kids have parents, too, who might be interested. In fact, it's a really, I think, an untapped market if if you've ever attended a Young Eagle rally. Oftentimes, the kids are interested, but, of course, mom and dad are pretty interested, too, because that's why they took a Saturday afternoon to go out to the airport to participate in this event.
Okay, so I know you've been doing a lot with Young Eagles to follow up on those introductory flights. Will a lot of that effort be carrying over into this new program?
Some of it will translate. We have, for the Young Eagles, we have what we call the EAA flight plan right now, which in this case with the Young Eagles, you get access to a free streaming ground school provided to us by Sporty's Pilot Shop. You get internet version of membership. I should say it's a membership in the EAA as an organization with the online version of the magazine that comes to you. And once you actually complete the Sporty's Pilot Shop, you get a first flight certificate where essentially we pay for your first flight lesson. So there's a lot of components there. We also have Air Academy, for instance, for youth here at Oshkosh, which is a summer aviation, a summer camp, a resident camp. So some of those things will translate. We're still working on, what the exact mix is going to be and what it's going to look like for that post-Eagle flight experience. Membership in the organization, perhaps for a given length of time, you know, perhaps will have access to or reduced cost access to a ground school program. The big difference that we're going to have here, though, that I think is really meaningful is almost a concierge service where there we'll have somebody that you can call up who, in fact, the requirements for the position are, A, you have to have a college degree, and B, you have to be a pilot. So on our end, the people who answer the phone on our end, and essentially they're going to be an information source. So we can point you to perhaps flight training in your area. Maybe if it's not working out so well as you might hope, it's somebody you can come back and bounce ideas off of, you know, well, I'm not, you know, it's not really working out for whatever reason, you know, what do you think I could do? And, you know, maybe you could switch to a different flight instructor, whatever the problem might be. But it's going to be an information source that adult eagle can use to encourage them to continue and participate and get to certification if that's their goal.
Okay, and like Young Eagles, this is open to everyone, right? It's not a program for EAA members.
Correct. Oh yeah, yeah. It's very. In fact, you know, while 16% of our membership are in fact not pilots at the EAA, this is envisioned as an outreach program for, you know, outside our organization. That was the goal right from the start, from the, you know, the first conception of the Eagle Flight program.
Okay, so your new job there at EAA also involves youth education and chapter growth. Could you talk a little bit about what's ahead for you in those venues?
Well, there's really almost a limitless potential, you know, I think going forward. We're going to build on the base of this very, very successful Young Eagle program, which has been going on for 20 years now, obviously. But what we really need to do, you know, my vision anyways, is we need to work on two concepts, the post Young Eagle flight experience, which, you know, we have been doing with the EA flight plan, which has only been in existence for 2 years now. So we have been working on that a little bit. But beyond that, really, we're going to try to develop a new web presence where we have a lot more of an informational kind of aspect to youngeagles.org, where we can, you know, give you links to flight schools, have some more advanced careers information, you know, what you can really do with your flight training. And of course, we've already managed to develop a fairly robust scholarship program and grant program to assist with the cost of flying. And once we really develop our whole mechanism here, I think that is only going to grow, and it'll probably grow substantially. On the pre-Young Eagle flight aspect. Rod Hightower, our president, announced our partnership with the Boy Scouts of America. What we want to do is essentially use existing youth groups to essentially funnel kids into our Young Eagle program. So rather than just, you know, seeing who shows up on a given day or putting a sign out by the airport, you know, road saying that they're giving Young Eagle flights. So we're using our Boy Scout connection, which we're going to develop as sort of a model that then we hope to expand to other youth organizations, perhaps Boys and Girls Clubs, you know, as we figure out how all the pieces fit together. And what is something that I would like to pursue in the future here that we really don't do at all right now is there are an awful lot of high schools in this country that have aviation programs, surprisingly or not. Where I live, in Madison, Wisconsin, every high school has an aviation program, and frankly, they're often taught by people who aren't pilots, I've discovered. So the missing link that we can provide is information about what do you do from here? You know, what's available? What can you do for a living, you know, in aviation? What kind of, programs are there out there to help you get there? That's the missing link, I think, in these aviation programs. So what I would like to do is create some online materials, presentation materials that our chapter volunteers who are very dedicated to youth education can take out in their areas, identify those programs programs in their areas and go in and do the same, provide that kind of same link to the world of aviation from these high school aviation classes. That's another missing link that I think that we can provide at the EAA. You know, where I see the EAA fitting into the scheme of things is, you know, there's a lot of very dedicated people who are, you know, very motivated to promote aviation who develop local programs, and some of them are quite advanced, you know, like the Naval Air Academy program down there in Pensacola, you know, where they're going to have the aircraft carrier kind of camp kind of thing. And even local programs like right here in Wisconsin where I live, where our Racine, Wisconsin chapter has a week-long summer day. It's not a resident camp, it's a day camp where they can, with intensive training, they'll take kids from essentially not ever seen an airplane before to solo in the course of 5 days. There are a lot of local programs, but there's no national network to really bring them together so that the kid in Bend, Oregon, for instance, can find out about space camp. And there's no national network to really introduce them to aviation other than the EAA. This is, I think, where the EAA really has a strong place where we can come in and provide something that nobody else can. We don't necessarily have to create all these fantastic programs. We just have to connect the dots between them, because that's the thing that we have the ability to do that doesn't exist anywhere else in the marketplace because of our Young Eagle program, to take this kid who doesn't know anything about aviation but is really interested in airplanes, take him and introduce him to the world of aviation. That's what our vision is going to be moving forward here at the EAA with the Young Eagles program.
Okay, it sounds like you have a real vision there for the future of that program. And I saw that part of your job also is to oversee global chapter growth. Could you talk a little bit about what's in the works with that?
Well, we're always looking to expand membership in the EAA, because expanding membership in the EAA expands the interest in aviation. Because we really have a strong handle on what's fun about aviation. And we're going to obviously try to expand not only nationally but internationally. In fact, in about a half hour, I'm going to sign up a German chapter, the first chapter in Germany, as a matter of fact. So, and of course, it's already made up of EAA members. They have 15 EAA members, and they're members of the EAA, but they have no chapter in Germany. So we're going to start one. So that's kind of on the longer term plan for what we have around here. Really, that's something that I have to envision. I've really been given this job and essentially a blank slate from Rod to take it a direction that's good for the EAA and to make something happen. And obviously, our primary job in the very short term is the Eagle Flight program, to inaugurate that and to make that a good experience. Next step is to really expand the Young Eagle program to provide the full pathway from interested teenager to adult aviator. And then beyond that, I think not even just expansion of our chapter network, but invigoration of our chapter network, to really make them feel like they are a part, because they really are. They're the foot soldiers. They're the people who make it happen. We can only create the programs and create the support that they need from headquarters. It's our dedicated volunteers, our EAA members, that really, really make Eagle Flight and Young Eagles happen. And that's something that I also am in charge of here, and I'm very excited about that moving forward long term.
Okay, well, thank you for your time today, Jeff. We appreciate it, and good luck to you and your new position there at EAA.
Well, thank you.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Safety Magazine. For more on aviation safety, log on to www.aviationsafetymagazine.com.